Hey listeners, my name is Kelly Givens and I'm one of the producers behind Your Daily Prayer. I wanted to let you know about a new podcast we've created. It's called How to Study the Bible, and it's hosted by Nicole Eunice, a writer, speaker, and Bible teacher with a real passion to help Christians understand and apply the Bible to their everyday lives. I think that there are a lot of us out there, myself included, who really want to study the Bible, but just have no idea where to start or how to make sense of what we're reading. What we may not realize is that we've somehow missed out on some pretty fundamental, basic tools and skills, which once we have them, can really help us begin to interpret and understand what God is saying through His Word. If you feel like that describes you, we would love for you to check out this podcast. You can find it by searching How to Study the Bible in your favorite podcast app or by going to lifeaudio.com. We'll also have a link to it in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for Serving Others with Joy by Greg Laurie. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Psalm 139:14. When I started going to church, it was a whole new world to me. I had no knowledge of the Bible or church in general. I wasn't raised in the church as a child, although I had been to church a few times. I was unfamiliar with the ways Christians thought and reasoned, and I was certainly mystified by the rather cryptic language they used with one another. They spoke of blessing and conviction and burdens and discernment. I wanted to learn the language. I wanted to learn more about the Lord. And most importantly, I wanted to have this relationship with God. I just couldn't get enough. Then there were my old friends. I wanted to be a Christian. I wanted to learn the Bible, and I wanted to know God. But I still wanted to fit in with my friends. To be thought of as a fanatic was the one thing I dreaded above all things. For a short time, I tried desperately to live in both worlds, but I quickly found out that just didn't work. God was changing me, and I wanted to reach out to other people with the message of the gospel. I wanted to be used by Him. And as I have often said, next to being a Christian, the greatest joy that I know in this life is having God direct your steps. It may be preaching, or it may be a one-on-one conversation where the Lord is guiding and directing. But it amazes me that the Creator of the universe, the Almighty God, would condescend to work in our lives and say, "I want to direct you to go over here and do thus and so." It is the highest privilege conceivable that God would want to use us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for letting us work with you to share your joy with the world. Help us not to take for granted the gift it is to share your gospel with the nations and with our neighbors. Help us to have eyes to see the needs around us and to respond to those needs in joy and hope. Thank you so much, Lord, for your love and care over us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Becca Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Becca Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.